Our psalm today, our scripture today, is a psalm, Psalm 149. And it goes like this. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing God's praises in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel celebrate its maker. Let Zion's children rejoice in the Holy One, their ruler. Let them praise God's name with dance. Let them sing the Holy One's praise with the drum and the lyre, because the Holy One is pleased with the people of God. God will beautify the poor with saving help. Let the faithful celebrate with glory. Let them shout for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands for revenge against the nations and punishment on the peoples, binding those rulers in chains and those officials in iron shackles, achieving the justice written against them. That will be an honor for all God's faithful people. Praise the Lord. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God. It seems that many, many years ago, during the time of the great Rabbi Schneur Zalman, one of the great Hasidic rabbis, that there was an old man who longed to study Torah. He had been orphaned as a child, and so he had not been able to go to school. He had to go to work early. He had worked all his life to support his family, his wife, and his children. But now, his children were grown and had families of their own. It was just him and his wife, and so now there was time to study. After many years of searching for just the right teacher, listening to many scholars, he decided to attend the Sabbath school of Rabbi Zalman, Reb Zalman, as he was called. On his first day, he was so excited. He sat and he listened intently, but as the lesson went on, he grew more and more frustrated. Big tears welled up in his eyes and began to drip down his furrowed face, and as the lesson came to a close, he hung his head, shaking it sadly. The Rebbe had noticed this new one in class, this stranger, among the other students. He noticed his frustration and his sadness. And so Reb Zalman called the man into his study after the lesson was over. "Tell me your story," said the Rebbe kindly. And the man poured out his longing to study the Torah, the obstacles he had encountered all his life, his search for just the right teacher. "Many scholars have laughed at me when I did not understand," he said, "but I heard that you befriend all people, so I chose you to be my teacher. I listened with joy today as you explained the Torah, and yet I found that I still could not understand what you were saying, and my heart is broken. All my life I have been sustained by reciting the Psalms, but I long to understand the Torah. Tell me, what must I do to understand, Rebbe?" And tears were streaming down the man's face. Reb Zalman put his hand on the man's shoulder and said, "Oh, no more tears, my friend. It is the Sabbath, and on the Sabbath we rejoice." And the rabbi continued, "What you heard today were the teachings of the Torah from the great rabbi. May his name be preserved forever, the Rabbi Baal Shem Tov. And since the words have not hit home for you, I will sing you a song that contains the Baal Shem Tov's thoughts." And Reb Zalman sang a sweet melody, with beautiful lyrics, and the man listened like a pillar of attention. He didn't move an eyebrow. And when the song was complete, his face was glowing with joy. My soul has been transported. I understand, Rebbe, and now I feel worthy to be your student. And from then on, Reb Zelman always sang that melody at the end of his teachings as a way of clarifying the thoughts he had just shared on the Torah. And that's the story of the Rebbe's melody. As a preacher and as one of your pastors, I often wish I had a special song to sing at the end of each sermon to clarify all that I have said. But really, isn't that what hymn singing in our services can do if we listen carefully to the melodies as well as the words? Some of us don't think of ourselves as singers, but we are all listeners and ponderers of lyrics. I venture to say that there is some form or fashion of music that moves each and every one of us. Music teaches us in ways that mere words cannot, because it engages our bodies, our breath. It engages our emotions. It moves us from our heads to our hearts. Each week, we as a worship team carefully choose the music to illuminate the scriptures that we hear and the teachings and the sermons. And I believe the songs and the hymns and all the worship music stand alone as mini sermons or meditations on our words from scripture. This week we heard Psalm 149, a psalm of praise to God, the creator, the ultimate leader of all of God's people in the faithful assembly. And in my progressive theology, that means to me all the people of the world, no matter their religious practices or lack thereof. And in this psalm, we are reminded that because of all the faithful and beloved people of God, the poor and the oppressed are beautified. Isn't that a great image? Therefore, the faithful are given a double-edged sword to vindicate God's ways of justice and peace and abundance, to defeat the nations and rulers whose ways are oppression and injustice. Now, this war language is startling to us, and I almost left that part of the psalm out. In its unusual for a psalm of praise. But I dare to share it with you this morning, even as I acknowledge the devastation of too many human holy wars down through the century. I share it to remind us of the serious connection of singing and working for God's realm of justice on this earth, revealed to us in the Hebrew scriptures and through Jesus the Christ. We do not take literal weapons to work for God. Instead, we are called to acts of justice and nonviolent resistance, kindness and sharing. Perhaps those are the double-edged sword. These acts are countercultural, counterintuitive to the warring ways of humanity. And we are called to this understanding of our calling as people in the faithful assembly of the Holy One by psalms, by songs, by hymns. What might the hymns we love, the hymns we sing, those familiar to us and those unfamiliar to us, be calling us to each week? How is God speaking to us? What is God speaking to us in our hymns? Comfort, yes, and also challenge. When we sing in worship, we are singing for dear life. The dear life of God's realm here and now among us and coming into being. I invite you, as a preacher, if the scriptures and the sermon do not make sense to you, look to the hymns. Look to the melodies, look to the words. Reb Zalman knew about the mystery of God in Scripture, the call of justice for all God's people when he sang to the old man. He knew it was an act of justice to illuminate God's word for every person so that all may understand the love of God. When he sang so gently, ooh, di da di di di, all the angels, all the seraphim, ask who God may be. Oh, what can we reply? What can we reply? No thought can be attached to God. All the people, all the nations, ask where God may be. Oh, what can we reply? Oh, what can we reply? No place is without God. Die, 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 die. May it be so. Amen.